We are proud that you were able to make it here safely tonight and pray that everyone will be okay. Encourage you to let us know here at the office if you have any problems that we all need to pitch in and help out with that may have occurred at your home because of the storms or the rising water and so forth. I believe it was Gilbert London walked up to me a few moments ago and he said, "I don't know what was going on, but the animals were pairing up and walking down to the river." And so if any of you are missing a fishing boat, there may be a couple of gazelle in there thinking that a flood has come again. But tonight, I've titled our time together, just a few moments, Over the Rainbow. I just want to think about a few brief thoughts. And the first thing I want us to do is to think about that this is a time for prayer. Anytime we deal with the forces of nature, the world as God has made, and sometimes that nature brings heartache and trial and struggle into people's lives. And just like every part of our lives, but enhanced at that moment, it's a time for prayer. A couple of passages come to mind. First of all, Psalm 32 and verse 6. It says, "Therefore, let everyone who is godly pray to you in a time when you may be found. Surely in a flood of great waters they will not reach him. You are my hiding place. You preserve me from trouble. You surround me with songs of deliverance." I'm reminded of what we looked at this morning in our Bible class down here in the fellowship hall as we've been looking at the book of Philippians. In Philippians chapter 4, Paul is trying to help the Philippian brethren to have hope and to see the good even when there are struggles. And one of the things he said to do is be anxious for nothing, but in everything with prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace that surpasses comprehension will guard your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ. And so as we think today of folks who in recent days have lost their lives, as families who've had to deal with the loss of loved ones, I saw even just right before I walked out the door, they are still rescuing people from their homes in and around Nashville. Some of those folks started making calls early this morning. Remember them talking about one elderly lady, when they got to her, she was standing in water, you know, up to her neck, waiting for somebody to come and rescue her. And so I think there's nothing more important that we could do tonight than to stop right now and pray. And so at this time, Brother Rick Combs, one of our elders, is going to come and pray for all those who are touched by this storm.
Let's pray together. Our most kind and loving Heavenly Father, we're so thankful for the day, for the opportunity that you have allowed us to come together on your day and worship you in spirit and in truth. We pray that the things that we say and do here today would be in accordance with thy will. We know that you're all powerful, all wonderful, all knowing, and in control of all things. We pray now for those that are in trouble from the storms. We know with the changing of seasons, the beauty that it brings, but also the power and the awesomeness that it brings with the rains that come. We're mindful of those in the Nashville area and the surrounding counties that are having troubles with their homes, with their land, and even with their lives. We pray that you would be with those, comfort them. Please use us as a tool to help them whenever we can. We're mindful of the blessings that you've given to us. We're mindful of this land and the country that you've given to us, that we may worship you without fear or molestation. We pray that you would be with us always in the things that we say and the things that we do. Help us always to focus on thee. Help us always to do thy will no matter what the cost. Wear us out in thy service. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
If you've got your Bibles, you might open them to Matthew chapter 7. I thought for our just devotional thoughts for a few moments, and we'll have the invitation in just a moment, I thought we might read the story of the wise and foolish builders. Beginning in verse 24 of Matthew chapter 7. "Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and acts on them may be compared to a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and slammed against that house, and yet it did not fall, for it had been founded upon the rock. Everyone who hears these words of mine and does not act upon them will be like a foolish man who built his house upon the sand. And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and slammed against that house, and it fell, and great was its fall. What we have there is really the invitation to the Sermon on the Mount. It is a call to action. And as we think about the need for action and think about what's found there, I want you to look at this picture. It's a picture that I took out behind my house. It's just a drainage ditch that's out behind my house. If you'd been there a few months ago, you would have seen it cluttered with small trees. In fact, so cluttered it had become a drainage problem. So thankfully the city came in this last year and cleared that out, and they widened it a little bit. And I believe if they had not done so, we would have been in water today. But as you look at that, that is normally a dry drainage ditch. There's normally no water at all in that ditch. And I want you to see the rushing water that was going through it just a few hours ago. And I think in the next picture shows it a little bit further down where it has now joined the creek, and there's a big lake out in the field behind my house where once it was just a field. I say that to say this. Basically, what we find in Matthew chapter 7, verse 24 and following is Jesus telling a story about a drainage ditch. If you go to Israel, you will find what they call wadis. They're dry creek beds. Remember, I've talked to you before about in the summer, they get almost no rain in Israel. But they'll get a significant amount of rain in the winter months, or at least winter as we would term it here in our calendar. And so there are certain times of the year that you will find creek beds all across the nation of Israel that are dry, just like you'll have drainage ditches in and around your home that are normally dry. And so what Jesus is saying is, imagine a man builds a home in the dry bed of that drainage ditch or the dry bed of that creek instead of up on a rock ledge that's off to the side. It's much easier to just build it right there. He doesn't have to climb. He doesn't have to deal with the hard stone. If he just builds right there in that flat creek bed, it's much easier to build his home. But he says the problem is that dry creek bed, just like that drainage ditch behind my house, is going to become a raging river when the rains come. And so what he's saying is the person who hears what Jesus has to say and doesn't act on it is like a person who took the easy way out. He's like the person who built his home the easy way in that dry creek bed or in that dry drainage ditch. But when the storms of life came, that life crumbled because it wasn't founded upon obedience to God's will. So I want to challenge us. The reason I wanted to think about that tonight is we've all been seeing wadis all day. We've all been seeing dry creek beds or small creeks or dry drainage ditches filled to overflowing. And I guess my challenge for us is if we drive back home and you see some of those drainage ditches filled with water, and any time in the future when you see one, I hope you will think about this story. And I hope it will challenge each of us to ask ourselves a question. Am I a person of action when it comes to Jesus? What is it that I need to do? What is it in my life that Jesus wants me to do? I know He wants me to do it, but I'm not doing it. Maybe I'm here tonight and I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, that He died for my sins, that He is both my Creator and my Savior. But I've never acted upon that. I've never shown Him that I truly believe by expressing my faith in repentance, confession, and baptism. Maybe tonight's the night that we build our foundation, our life, on something that is strong and enduring. And we stop taking the easy way out. Because it's easy when we sing this song to do nothing. But when the rains of life come, we will have nothing if we do nothing. Tonight, if we're a child of God and we realize that there's someone who is in need and we've not been reaching out to help them, or we realize we're not living the life we ought to be living, whatever it is that I need to be doing, may we be encouraged by the rivers of water and the thought of a rocky ledge and a dry creek bed to do whatever we need to do to obey Jesus and be right with God. If we can help you with that, won't you please come as we stand and sing.